This is Ken Jacobson, NMLS number 215044. This is your mortgage market update for Friday, January 5th. Mortgage rates are a little higher so far today. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, jobs report showed 216,000 jobs created in December. That was stronger by 46,000 than expected. However, the last 2 months were revised lower by 71,000. In other words, they overstated the jobs. The revisions with BLS are pretty astounding. Every month they report a higher number and then have to revise it lower, but the markets react to that headline number. They clearly have an issue, the BLS does, with their data. Since the beginning of the year, now this report we just got was for December. Since the beginning of 2023, they have revised job growth down by almost 500,000 jobs. That's a lot. That's almost 40,000 jobs a month that they get wrong. December, you know, that's always kind of a weird month because of extra people hired to work. The raw figure, though, what they started out with before they came up with this 216,000 jobs, they started off with 167,000 job losses and then morphed it into that 216,000 job gains. Average hourly earnings, which shows wage pressure and inflation, rose 0.4%. That's 1/10 higher than estimate. So it's went up from 4 to 4.1. Now, this is really in contrast to the ADP report we got yesterday. ADP, they have a sampling. They actually follow 10 million actual employees and follow their wages through time. They showed significant declines in wage pressure and inflation. I tend to believe ADP, the government, any kind of government reporting tends to be false or misleading. Average weekly hours worked declined slightly from 34.4 hours per week to 34.3. That's the lowest level since April of 2020. And you got to remember what was happening in April of 2020, how many people were actually working. And it's important to remember, you know, you say 34.4 to 34.3, big deal. On average, the entire labor force of the United States is working 30 minutes less per week. Now, that equates to over 2 million job losses. There's a household survey within this report. It is much more accurate. They reported 683,000 job losses, not gains. They said there were 1.531 million full-time jobs that were lost. There were 762,000 new jobs gained. Those are all part-time. People working multiple jobs increased by 222,000. Multiple jobs to make ends meet, that's a new all-time high. Not good, not a good report. You have to look beyond the headline, though. If you're closing a mortgage for a purchase or a refinance in the next 30 days, you should have already locked in your rate. If you haven't applied or you're unhappy where you did apply, then call me. That's what I do. If your loan amount, not your purchase price or your home's value, your loan amount is $766,550 or below, and you need me to, I can get you closed in 15 days or 30 or 45, whatever you prefer. Right now, the UMBS, that stands for Uniform Mortgage Backed Security, that's a mortgage bond. And you want mortgage bonds up or higher. That's up or higher in the price of that bond, therefore lowering your mortgage rate. Unfortunately, right now, it is down 8 basis points on the day. My direct is 281-369-5535. You hear me start talking at 2, it'll ring at my desk. My cell's 832-524-5253. Have a great day, a great weekend, and God bless you. And be safe out there.